Ezekiel, chapter 36. And you, son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, because the enemy has said against you, Aha! And, the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy, and say, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, because, even because they have made you desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession to the residue of the nations, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers, and the evil report of the people. Therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the sovereign Yahweh, thus says the sovereign Yahweh to the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes and to the cities that are forsaken, which have become a prey and derision to the residue of the nations that are round about. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, surely in the fire of my jealousy I have spoken against the residue of the nations, and against all Edom, that have appointed my land to themselves for a possession with the joy of all their heart, with despite of soul, in order that its pasture ground may be delivered for plunder. Therefore prophesy concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and to the hills, to the watercourses and to the valleys, thus says the sovereign Yahweh, Look, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my wrath, because you have borne the shame of the nations. Therefore thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I have sworn, saying, Surely the nations that are round about you, they will bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you will shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit to my people Israel, for they are at hand to come. For, look, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you will be tilled and sown. And I will multiply man on you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities will be inhabited, and the waste places will be built. And I will multiply on you man and beast, and they will increase and be fruitful, and I will cause you to be inhabited after your former estate, and will do better to you than at your beginnings, and you will know that I am Yahweh. Yes, I will cause man to walk on you, even my people Israel, and they will possess you, and you will be their inheritance, and you will no more from now on bereave them. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, because they say to you, You land are a devourer of man, and have been a bereaver of your nation. Therefore you will devour man no more, neither bereave your nation any more, says the sovereign Yahweh. Neither will I let you hear any more the shame of the nations, neither will you bear the reproach of the peoples any more, neither will you cause your nation to stumble any more, says the sovereign Yahweh. Moreover the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their way and by their doings, their way before me was as the uncleanness of a woman in her impurity. Therefore I poured out my wrath on them for the blood which they had poured out on the land, and because they had defiled it with their idols. And I scattered them among the nations, and they were dispersed through the countries, according to their way and according to their doings I judged them. And when the people came to the nations, where they went, they profaned my holy name, in that men said of them, These are the people of Yahweh, and have gone forth out of his land. But I had regard for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the nations, where they went. Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I don't do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations, where you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the nations will know that I am Yahweh, says the sovereign Yahweh, when I will be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the nations, and gather you out of all the countries, and will bring you into your own land. And I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean, from all your filthiness, and from all your idols, I will cleanse you. A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit I will put inside you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit inside you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my ordinances, and do them. And you will dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you will be my people, and I will be your God. And I will save you from all your uncleannesses, and I will call for the grain, and will multiply it, and lay no famine on you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that you may receive no more the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your disgusting behaviors. I don't do this for your sake, says the sovereign Yahweh, be it known to you, be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, in the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will cause the cities to be inhabited, and the waste places will be built. And the land that was desolate will be tilled, whereas it was a desolation in the sight of all who passed by. And they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities are fortified and inhabited. Then the nations that are left round about you will know that I, Yahweh, have built the ruined places, and planted that which was desolate. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, for this, moreover, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel, to do it for them, I will increase them with man like a flock. As the flock for sacrifice, as the flock of Jerusalem in her appointed feasts, so will the waste cities be filled with flocks of man, and they will know that I am Yahweh.